This recording, New Zealand 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I've spent most of my life in the North Shore in Auckland, so it's a fairly nice area of Auckland, I suppose. It's quite multicultural, especially. We have a lot of people in where I live from South Africa and also from Asian countries like Japan or China or Korea. And there's also a lot of like New Zealand Europeans, but there's not so much of a Māori or Pacific Island community. It's quite small. I love what I'm studying. I'm studying costume construction here, and so I have a big passion for the history of costume, and yeah, I just love it. I want to know everything about what everyone wore back from human existence, really, if that was possible to know. And I really am interested in ethnic costume as well, from all around the world. I just think the decoration and the embellishment is just so beautiful, and yes, it's just something I'm really passionate about. I really hate racism. That's something I really can't stand.
Have you had experience with racism?
Well, at the school I went to, we had a really large population of Asian students. We had many people from, many exchange students, really, and sometimes they do get discriminated against. It used to really piss me off when teachers or even other students would start talking to an Asian student and just presume that they didn't have good English. And then as soon as they opened their mouth, and they'd start coming out with this completely New Zealand accent, and then that person would get a big surprise, and it was like, well, you know, what's in a face? It just really pissed me off. And so I was on the multicultural committee and all involved with trying to bring diversity to the school, and I don't know. It's just one of those philosophical ideas. It's like, what is an American? What defines a New Zealander? I had many friends who had been living here their whole lives, born and raised in New Zealand, and because their ethnicity was perhaps Malaysian or Korean, sometimes they would get treated differently, and that would really upset me as their friend because I didn't see why that was necessary.